slowly.
Donovan, KRLA.
You know, Donovan's daddy is very active in his career. He's not really his manager, but he's kind of like, he travels with him all the time.
Right.
That's nice.
I emceed a couple of their concerts, one in Anaheim and one at the Hollywood Bowl, and his dad was very influential in what was going on backstage.
Smart guy, too.
Yeah.
He's also very English, of course.
Mr. Leach, I think he's, is he English or Scotch? I think they're Scotch.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hmm. Could be.
Over there, somewhere. There.
It's front. One of those English-sounding Scottish brogues if they are Scottish.
Right.
The State Public Works Department today, they're thinking about us all the time, and they have come up with the information that the highway bridges in California's earthquake zones, which we're all in out there, are being reinforced with steel cable to increase their resistance against tremors, and Russ O'Hara crossing them in his Porsche. The latest contract is for parts of the Bayshore and Interstate 280 freeways in San Francisco. So you'll be able to cross those up there in a while, Russ. Department spokesman explains the technique consists of drilling holes through the pre-stressed concrete deck slabs in the concrete slabs, seats, or hinges on which the slabs rest. Fascinating information there. Several bridges have already been reinforced down here in our area. They're spending about $5 million to keep it all together. 22 past right now.
This is Edward Bear.
On KRLA.
But you know I'd go to sleep and leave the lights on, hoping you'd come by and know that I was home, still awake. But 2 years go by and still my light's on. This is hard for me to say, but this is all that I can take. It's the last song I'll ever write for you. It's the last time that I'll tell you just how much I really care. This is the last song I'll ever sing for you. You come looking for the light and it won't be there, but I
imagine what that dude's light bill must be by now. Huh? He's been sitting there for years keeping those lights on all night. Who could sleep like that anyway? Probably has a set of those blinders that some people wear. And I'm not going to say who. It's not Russ O'Hara, but someone here on the air staff at KRLA sleeps with those blinders on. I think that's hysterical. You know who it is, Russ?
No, I don't.
Who is it? I'll tell you off mic.
Okay. Why can't we let the people in on it, man?
He may be listening.
He probably is.
And I think he has some kind of seniority.
I see.
Does that tell you who?
Sears Custom Shutters and Doors add exciting beauty to the interior of your home. And right now, they're reduced a big 20% off Sears regular low prices in your choice of a large assortment of fixed louvers, movable louvers, fabric inserts, bottle glass inserts, and panels. All sale price now to save you 20%. They come in a wide variety of colors and styles. Buy your new Sears Custom Shutters and Doors now while they're on sale to save you a big 20%. Use Sears convenient credit plans. Sale is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call Sears today for a free estimate in your home.
Backed by popular demand, Sears and Crofts.
Hummingbird, don't fly away, fly away. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Rolling through the jasmine in my mind.
8 o'clock Friday, March 16th, at the Long Beach Arena, Sears and Crofts, and special guest stars England Dan and John Ford Coley. Seating will be festival style for an evening of fine music. Tickets at the usual places. Presented by Concert Associates and KRLA.
27 now. Past the hour. Here with Russ O'Hara and Steve Brown on KRLA.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, hi, what's doing, Wolo? Said, sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth. Well, he got mad, and he saw red, and Andy said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust just on an old backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. But he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. Screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Where the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, why'd you do it? And the judge said guilty in a make-believe trial, slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, supper's waiting at home and I gotta get to it. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town got bloodstains on his hands. Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. Oh, oh. But don't trust your soul and all backwoods southern lawyer, cause the judge in the town got lucky.
Once a week, more than 5 million young persons in the United States and Canada hold 90-minute group therapy sessions to discuss a problem they have in common. Parents who are alcoholics. The teenagers are members of Alateen, a self-help organization patterned after Alcoholics Anonymous, but geared to aid the children of persons who are problem drinkers. There are more than 50 Alateen groups in Los Angeles County alone. By relating and sharing their personal experiences,
the youngsters learn to help themselves, which aids in developing self-sustaining mature personalities. For example, 15-year-old Jan had all but given up on her father and his alcoholic habits. In fact, she grudgingly came to Alateen only because she wanted to stay up late on Tuesday nights.
They can't change their parents. They can't decide, you know, okay, well, if I come, I can get it all cool. You know, my dad, he'll stop drinking. It doesn't work that way. You got to change yourself. When you change yourself, it's easier to live with your parents. You can, you know, when you're able to deal with your own problems, you can say, okay, I'm changing. I can accept the fact that he's an alcoholic and, you know, not get all uptight every time he comes home 2 hours later or not come home at all.
Alateen does not claim to have all the answers. The weekly meetings can only focus on how each participant can learn to understand and love an alcoholic parent by doing the same for himself. But Alateen can be many things to different people. Linda is 18, with a father striving hard to kick the bottle away once and for all. She claims her family and social life turned for the better once she learned that his problem was nothing to be ashamed of.
I came to the point where alcoholism was a disease to me, and that there are many people who suffer from it, and I see it around me, and that it affects everybody. Doesn't matter what type of lifestyle you're in, or whether you're upper, middle, or lower class, it can affect you any way, in any type of situation. It's a disease. That's the thing I think that basically made me realize that it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Bill Browning, KRLA, Pasadena.
Been running away from something we both know. We've long run out of things to say, and I think I better go. So don't be getting excited when you hear that slamming door, 'cause everyone is set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. And we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore, but every one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning. But every one less set of footsteps on your floor.
It's KRLA, Russ O'Hara, and it's One Less Set of Footsteps, done by Jim Croce, right on the radio here. You like that? Kind of country, not country. Don't you think so?
Well, it shows some origin there.
I mean,
you know, being
a little picking and grinning going on.
Well,
that
music didn't come from Manhattan, that's for sure.
You're right. Let's play some else for him. This is KRLA, a Steve Brown, Russell Harris Show, Rip Foster, and Bob Dayton. Pretty soon, Fort Sox.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles,
Tops, right here, KRLA, and Ain't a Woman Like the Fox I Got. You understand? This is Russ on the radio. We got this to do.
Buckle your body down. Buckle your body down. If you want peace of mind when you're driving around, buckle your body down. If you want to be safe and sound, buckle your body down. Accidents will happen on the highway or in town, so buckle your body, buckle your body, buckle your body down.
Howdy, this is Captain Safe Ride with my pet turtle, Virgil. You know, a car accident is always a possibility, so always buckle your body down good and safe. That way, if something should happen, chances are it won't happen to you.
Accidents will happen on the highway or in town, so buckle your body, buckle your body, buckle your body down.
This announcement is presented in cooperation with the California Highway Patrol by Foster and Kleiser, a Metro Media company.
LA has reached 20 minutes before, and hey, Russell Hare and Steve Brown, I keep you informed from time to time. Foreign Secretary Mitchell Sharp of Canada says that some members of the International Commission of Control and Supervision in Vietnam are blocking its effective operation. His remarks to the Foreign Affairs Committee of the House of Commons in Ottawa were seen by some observers as indicating that Canada might split, just leave that commission and let George do it, or some other country that can put up with, that's difficult, I guess. But then Canada has always been a kind of an independent northern neighbor. You know,
really?
I mean? They kind of just, I mean, you know, they're
they
part
think,
of the Commonwealth, aren't they?
I think,
but
right, yes.
The Queen comes over and they say hi, but they don't bow. You know?
Saw the Queen one time, Queen Elizabeth, hello there, Elizabeth, when she was up in Canada, and I was there, and they don't bow, but they really kind of reverence the Queen of England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they really do, you know. They salute the Union Jack and...
Tradition. I think tradition is good. By the way, I got a horse right here, and his name ain't Paul Revere. Nominations were announced today for the Belmont Stakes in the final leg of Thoroughbred Racing's Triple Crown Series for three-year-old colts.
Mm.
Colts. heading that list of 187 is Secretariat. I like the name. The 72 horse of the year, as long as he's number four in the program. And the early favorite to win the Kentucky Derby. The Belmont will be run June 9th at Belmont Park in New York. That's no bulletin, but for you horse lovers out there, I thought you ought to know.
Okay, you and Hal David and Burt Bacharach, right?
Yeah, except they own them.
Oh, I see.
I put $2 on their nose and walk away and have a beef sandwich and hope.
What else can you do?
Never bet them to show, man. You might as well not even go out there.
Really?
This is not an invitation to bet. That's the kind of thing that happens when you put together fantastic musicians and a great plot and some intelligent lyrics and you come up with Hair. And the Fifth Dimension doing it for you from KRLA with Steve Brown and Russell Hare. Did you get up on stage and dance at the end of Hair at the...
I got up there and jumped around with them, you know.
Yeah, I had to, man.
Yeah.
It would have been against my breeding to be so rude as to not go up there. No, no. I didn't actually see it here. I saw it in Las Vegas, the road show.
Right.
At one of the hotels up there.
They cut that part out or something, didn't they?
No, man. Yeah. It was in there. Everybody got up and jibed up there and just had to go up there.
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't, it would have been one of those experiences that you would have always wished you had done, but you had to, you know, you just didn't do it.
Really?
It was groovy. This next recording on KRLA with Russell Hare and Steve Brown is unique, I think, because it shows the difference between the English and the American English, the Bee Gees, and I Saw a New Morning. Ron Budnick was at this recording session here in Hollywood when they cut this, and I asked Ron, why do they say Saw? He said, I don't know her.
Actually, I think these are Australian fellows, okay?
Well, they talk a little different, too.
All of a sudden, I saw a new morning. I'm locked up, I wanna be free. Out in the coach, out and over the wall, and my friends are waiting for me.
16 people are waiting to get me, hoping to take me outside. I hear the sound of a snuggle behind me. I went along for the ride.
And in my face and my bone they are aching. My soul must weather the storm. I must run till my back it is breaking. Desperately I must keep warm.
16 people are waiting to get me, hoping to take me outside. I hear the sound of a snuggle behind me. I went along for the ride.
Sunday morning, of course, with the Bee Gees from Life in a Tin Can, KRLA and Steve and Russ and like that.
10 minutes away from the next pair extraordinaire on KRLA.
That's Reb and Bob.
Yeah. Or, you know, they could pull a surprise on us. It could turn out to be Lee and Johnny. That's kind of the intrigue in handling things this way.
You never really know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, right.
Which is okay. I like intrigue.
Now you can be part of history. McDonald's first half-price sale. Never before has half meant more. Who remembers the first man to fly half the Atlantic or climb half the Matterhorn? But here's a half you will remember. Through St. Patrick's Day, March 17, McDonald's green shamrock shakes are half price. Shamrock shakes, half price at participating McDonald's. That's heavy.